Michael Murphy is going to join us. The documentary is What in the World Are They Spraying? He's also with the Coalition Against Geoengineering. Diane McCauley is our local connection. She joins us in studio now. Diane, good afternoon.
Hey, Dave.
Thanks for being here. I've known you now for about 12 or 13 years, and ever since I've known you, this is an issue that you have been concerned about. And the term that we're going to be using throughout the segment is the term geoengineering.
Yes.
And to the layperson, how would you explain? I mean, we'll get Michael's take on it when he joins us. But what does geoengineering refer to, Diane?
Well, actually, we're using the term geoengineering now because that is what the scientists are calling it. At a meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, scientists are discussing the plausibility of dumping 10 to 20 megatons of aluminum in the sky. And they're calling this stratospheric aerosol geoengineering campaign. Now, this would their intention is to alter the atmosphere. And that's why we call it geoengineering. That is their word.
Also, if you talk to somebody and you see a plane go by, like Governor Brown's jet or whatever, and the stream that goes out behind it, that's called a contrail.
Yes.
But to you and Michael and other people who have been concerned on this topic, you call it a chemtrail.
Yes, a contrail will dissipate in moments. A contrail or a chemtrail is different, and that's why that term has been used. It'll be a long white line that will come out from the back of the plane, and it will not dissipate. It will stay in the air. It will begin to stretch out, connect, and pretty soon the sky will either have a white haze or clouds will have started to form.
Now, the focus of our discussion tonight is going to be mostly about chemtrails, but before we bring Michael into the conversation, you also wanted to give us an update on this HAARP project.
Yes, HAARP is also a geoengineering project, and I suggest that your listeners go to a website called earthpulse.com. I have worked with Dr. Nick Begich. He is very reputable.
And he's been on the show from up in Alaska.
Yes, and he was here at Cal Poly speaking about high active auroral research program, electromagnetic field modification for the use in weather modification as well as electromagnetic pulsing weapons that most of your listeners have probably heard about by now.
Would this have anything to do with these recent incidents of hundreds of birds dropping out of the sky at any given time?
Possibly there is that theory because of the way in which the birds died, the blunt trauma to the chest and the fact that their organs were liquefied. It could possibly be the result of an electromagnetic pulse, yes.
So the connection between HAARP and chemtrails is this notion, Diane, that in both cases you and Michael and others are convinced and concerned that the government is doing things covertly that the public has no idea about that deal with various forms of weather modification.
Well, yes, and it's not hard to find documentation to support that. And I have with me a couple of books that I got from a library or an old bookstore in Detroit, one from 1978, one from 1963. One is entitled Weather and Climate Modification, and the other is called Weather Changers. Now, these are scientific books, and they speak of the programs that were currently at that time, and we're talking 40 years ago now, being used experimentally to modify the climate and to change the weather patterns. And that was that long ago. Now, you can go on the Internet and you can find also a document called Owning the Weather by 2025. Now, that's a research paper that was written in 1996 and given to the United States Air Force. So it's not hard to find the documentation about these programs being proposed, and you can look around at the weather now, currently, and see how, look what's happening around us, and it's unexplained.
And we're certainly going to expand upon this when Michael Murphy joins us after the next break, Diane. But is the bottom line the fact that you fear that the government is doing this because they're trying to turn weather into a weapon?
That's one aspect.
I mean, they're not doing this for good.
One aspect is to use weather as a weapon, according to their own documentation, yes.
The other, reference I saw, part of Michael's documentary, which we'll discuss, it's also designed to try to combat global warming.
Well, that would be the claim, but again, it hasn't been proven that spraying particulates in the atmosphere would cool the Earth.
But that's the argument, though.
That's one of the arguments that they present, yes. Mm-hmm. Again, what is found in the soil, the rain, and the snow samples, we're finding very high levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium. And those are very toxic to the environment. So if their purpose is to stop or mitigate global warming because they're afraid the Earth, the environment, is being destroyed, but then they spray these very toxic elements into the atmosphere that are then compromising, actually poisoning, the water and the snow and causing massive tree die-off, I mean, that's definitely counterproductive.
All right, Diane McCauley on this opening segment of the Dave Congleton Show, discussion about geoengineering with a particular focus on chemtrails. Let's take a break. We'll continue with Diane, and we'll bring Michael J. Murphy into the conversation. We'll talk about his documentary, What in the World Are They Spraying?, and also the work he does with the Coalition Against Geoengineering. We'll take your phone calls a little bit later on, but we want to hear from our guests first. This is News Talk 920 KVEC. You're with Dave Congleton. Five 5:47 on News Talk 920 KVEC. Welcome back. I'm Dave Congleton. Diane McCauley sits in with me as we talk about geoengineering and chemtrails. Your phone calls will be invited a little bit later on. First, we're pleased to bring into the conversation, joining us from Los Angeles, Michael Murphy. He has made the documentary, What in the World Are They Spraying? He's also representing a group called the Coalition Against Geoengineering. He's been on radio shows all over the world. Pleased to have Michael Murphy on Hometown Radio. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
We're great, Michael. Thank you. I've got Diane here. How did it go last night in Santa Barbara?
Last night went fantastic in Santa Barbara. It was a private screening, but again, the movie has been effective in communicating this new science of geoengineering and, of course, what we've been seeing in the sky for about 10 to 15 years in a very effective and scientific way. So people walked out. They were very pleased. And really, people are walking out after seeing this film getting inspired to do some sort of activism. So it's exactly what we wanted to do when we sat down and discussed how to produce the film. So very pleased with the way that it's going.
So what does it take to get you to come up here to San Luis Obispo and present the film?
Well, we could definitely talk up there. But I would love to come up. And I'm actually touring around the United States. I was just actually out in Hawaii, and I'm going all over different states touring and doing screenings. So it's very exciting to meet because for the first time, since the movement started about 10 years ago, we're really gaining momentum. So it's very exciting to see the progression of all the work. And I know Diane was instrumental in creating the foundation. She's done a ton of work. So finally she's seeing her labor pay off. And literally, not only here in America, but the whole world is waking up to these criminal programs that are occurring.
What's the best website that you send people to, Michael, if they want to know more information?
Well, I have two websites, and one I might be a little bit biased because I've helped form it, and that's the Coalition Against Geoengineering. But I really believe that the best website out there is Geoengineering Watch. So you can just type in www.geoengineeringwatch.org, and it will answer many questions. They have a library of tests from around the world that show contamination from geoengineering programs and a lot of other studies and statistics and things that the scientific community have brought in regards to the science. There's a lot of damage, not only ecological, but a lot of health implications associated with these programs. And I think that is probably the best website that puts it all together.
How did you get involved in this issue? How did you first learn about all this, Michael?
Well, that's kind of a long story, but I guess
I'll explain it. Give us a short version.
Well, the first person that told me about it, I thought that they were crazy, but I lived in Arizona, and when I first moved out there, the skies were a pristine blue, not a blemish in the sky. Anyways, moved away for a while, came back, noticed that the skies had changed. We typically had 340 some odd sunny days a year. And right. there had been a haze, and oftentimes the sun would be blocked out. But anyways, noticed some subtle changes in the sky, and then somebody had pointed out what they said was a chemtrail from geoengineering programs. And I got interested because I started seeing them on a daily basis. But I'm going to give you the short version. When I really got interested in this issue, it was actually about a year ago. I went to the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting, which was held in San Diego.
Right.
And 3 days I listened to geoengineers propose the models for spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum into our sky for what they said was the stated goal of cooling the planet. Of course, we've found massive contamination around the world, not only of aluminum, but barium and strontium. And we can talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. But the key thing I take out of your attendance at the San Diego, which I want to stress for the layperson listening, is that there are models out there for doing everything that you and Diane are talking about.
Absolutely. And what these are, they're models. Geoengineers are actually selling these to the general public. I got to put you on hold for 1 second.
Sure.
I apologize.
That's fine. Diane, were you at the conference?
No, I was not.
But you were at the screening last night in Santa Barbara.
Oh, yes, I was. Absolutely.
Right. Michael Murphy on the Dave Congleton Show. You with us, Michael? He'll be back in a second. I think he's charging his phone. But it was, and you've seen the documentary many times.
Oh, yes, I have. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's scientifically based.
Okay. Michael Murphy is back with us. So again, what we're saying out of San Diego, you were struck by the fact that there are models being presented. And in your contention, it's moved beyond the theoretical discussion. They're actually doing it now.
Well, there's evidence around the world that not only shows but proves that these programs have been implemented about 12 to 15 years ago. There's mass contamination, which matches geoengineers' plans and proposals exactly. There are numerous patents. One common patent is called the Well Spot patent. That's an aerosol spraying device for airplanes to specifically spray aluminum oxide out of airplanes, and literally there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of times the normal amounts of aluminum that have just come up as of recent in about the 10 to 12 years when these trails have been appearing. So, yeah, there's a mountain of scientific evidence that has come forward, and it's amazing because we've seen profound changes not only in ecology but in aluminum-related illnesses since the inception of these programs.
Now, looking at your documentary again today, one of the reasons given is this is the attempt by the government to respond to global warming.
Well, that's what geoengineers are proposing. My co-producer, G. Edward Griffin, I think said it best. He said, when the truth comes out of these programs, there is no doubt that they will say we are doing it for the benefit and the greater good of society. However, we believe and we know that they're tied into many different agendas. I call them multi-agenda operations. There are many military applications that are associated with these programs. So it's definitely not in the best interest of people like you and I, and the tests really show in terms of toxification and what we're finding around the world.
Is it a fair comparison, Michael, to go back to the 1950s in Nevada? And all the testing that we did there, I mean, that was for the greater good. But we didn't tell the people about it initially, did we?
Well, we didn't. And there are a number of hidden government programs that have not been in the best interest of the American people. That's no secret. There are thousands of declassified documents that show that even Americans have been experimented on. So we believe that these programs are in part that, however, a big part of these programs is weather modification and weather control, and we relate it to the HARP program. The HARP program is actually in Alaska, and it's a very powerful weather modification program, and it has different applications, but it requires a fine metal particulate in the sky to literally emit its frequency, and it can heat up the ionosphere, creating low pressure and high pressure zones and altering jet streams. You know, it's amazing. We've seen such drastic weather in the past 10 to 15 years, and a number of people are scratching their head. Well, we have the answer of why it is so crazy. And we even covered in the film, there's a military document that was put out by our own military called Owning the Weather, by 2025. That is an expressed interest of our military here.
Owning the weather by 2025.
Yes, they want to completely control the weather. And there's tremendous military and political interest and monetary interest associated with owning the weather. It gives man godlike power, according to geoengineer David Keith.
Is the United States the only country attempting this, Michael?
No, this is we in our research, and we don't know every country that the spraying is being reported, but we do know it's over every NATO country that we see the spraying. So, and then there are a number of smaller countries that appear to have signed on. My wife was just in Kenya for a month, and I told her, "You're definitely going to have chemtrails over there." And she argued with me, and I said, "No, you're definitely going to see geoengineering programs." But she came back after a month. She said, not a trail in the sky. So it appears to be, again, over NATO countries. There's some sort of alliance. And I want to bring this back to the New World Order agenda or the globalist agenda. It's very interesting because geoengineers are stating we have to create global governance to monitor these programs. So it appears that there's a world government agenda behind the programs as well. So.
And Diane, you've been nodding your head throughout his whole presentation.
Yes, I'm in agreement with what he's saying. I would like to add one thing about the electromagnetic field modification that the HARP installation is using, Tesla technology. Russia is doing the same. So this also is considered the latest Cold War. Which country is going to dominate the weather patterns?
Another Cold War, Michael, is what Diane's suggesting here?
I believe so, because of the drastic weather that we're seeing. And this is a secret war, and it does not need the permission of the American people or the Russian people. So they don't require the typical propaganda, of course, that we've seen, like in the Gulf War and other wars that we've had throughout the United States, because most people are completely unaware of it.
Michael J. Murphy on the Dave Congleton Show. Your phone call still to come. The documentary is What in the World Are They Spraying? Michael's with the Coalition Against Geoengineering. Diane McCauley is also on this broadcast. She is our local connection. Have any elected representatives spoke out on this issue, Michael?
Absolutely. We had former Senator Karen Johnson, who spoke about this and is well aware of it. She's an activist. And she's been going to the legislature and putting it in the hands of lawmakers, including the governor in Arizona. However, Dennis Kucinich actually addressed this in the 2001 Space Preservation Act, which essentially was a bill banning space weapons. In that, he specifically mentioned and called for the banning of chemtrails. However, before the bill went for vote, the part about chemtrails had been removed, and we know that there were some deaths, mysterious deaths in his family during that year. So.